lost 70 pounds.
70 pounds. But tell us how much your man has lost.
He has lost 85 pounds. I used to be very hard with myself. Like, that you don't know how to do stuff. They're going to lose it again. That actually, I thought that I was never going to lose weight because of my age. I'm almost 50. So I thought that there was no way, because when you had the chance to be skinny and then you blew it. But now it's different, because even when I don't plan, when I fail, and when I have those tough days, I know that it's okay. And I will be okay. I started at the beginning, and then he started seeing some changes, especially my emotions. I fought a little bit less, I guess. And so he started seeing some changes, so that's why he has some medical issues. And then he started just to follow some of the basics with me, and then he started seeing major changes with him. So that's when he came up along. So when you did a podcast and you start talking about your experience, that's when I knew that this is way more than that weight loss, because I never put together all those things. So I stopped crying and I start eating. So I never put together those things until you start talking about the mental work. And I realized that I was very angry with everything, but I never allowed myself to recognize it and start dealing with it. You really challenge us to believe that we can create a different future, even with the circumstances that we go through. So for me, with the type of life that I have, I really needed tough love. I needed someone to really curse me out and tell me things the way that it needed to be told, because it needed to be in a tough way for me to get out of the shape that I was, because I was not loving myself. I was actually hating my life, and I have a lot of blessings, but I couldn't enjoy anything that I had, because I was always pointing to what I was lacking. That my daughter came with this situation, this happened and that. But so I was not able to really see the blessing that I have and just enjoy it. If you're tired, the way that I was tired, that you're trying many diets, you try pills, this, and there was no hope, you don't have anything else to lose. I think that you have a lot to gain if you really join the group. Because, like I said, I feel that it's your responsibility to be your best version.
Ninety pounds.
All right, woman.
I hated myself before. Okay. I would walk, when I'd see the mirror, I would say how disgusting I was. Gross. All the bad ones. It's every day, it's daily. It's catching the old shitty and spinning it. It's the willingness. I think that's the biggest piece. I was very, very bullied as a kid and believed them. Now I believe me. I talk to myself nicer. Even when it comes to body image and stuff, I have my the way my body is changing is because it's showing me the 90 pounds that I've lost.
Oh, that's such a beautiful thought.
That's what I get to see every day now. It shows me how far I came.
And your strength and, like, all the things you're doing for you. I'm just glad you're doing it from love. It sucks to lose weight from hate.
We aren't taught how to do that as a kid. Like any of us, we don't learn that, and that's what's so different here is that should be taught from kindergarten. And so you believe the police, and you believe society, and you believe the magazines and all the shit. You believe that. No, we need to believe ourselves, because I'm pretty cool. So I might as well love myself being pretty awesome. I think the bonds, the community, get your accountability. Like I said, everything you told me to do, I did it. You told me to do these four basics. I did it. You told me to take these bonus courses. I did it. You told me to find an accountability partner. I did it. You told me to find my Jane. I did it. So I just listened. And I think, not the same as the bullying, but women tear each other down. And there's nowhere else that says a flat fuck no to that. And that's me.
Hi, we got Miss Tanya.
Hey.
Well, how much weight have you lost?
55 pounds. My goal was 40. I lost 55. I had given up on weight loss and was just going to accept being overweight. And it was last year in September. I was just strolling on Facebook. And there's your video. I started checking it out and I started doing the thought work. And it came just in time. I needed the thought work.
Yeah.
So I'm just grateful that I actually joined, because you have more tools as a member. If I can do it with an underactive thyroid, with a family history of obesity, they can do it too. And you don't have to be perfect doing this plan. I love the fact that I lost weight and I'm free. It's freedom. But how can you be free when you don't know how? You just don't know how. And you taught me how. I binge listened and you just taught me how to be free. I mean, I can eat what I want. It made sense. And nothing had ever made sense to me before. Okay, but you said, if your best friend dog died, would you tell your best friend, oh, just go down that aisle and get you some Oreos? You said no. So why would you tell yourself to do that? And so I was like, darn it, Tanya, you hadn't been your own best friend. So I started being my own best friend. I was looking in the refrigerator one night and not hungry. And something said, shut the refrigerator and open your mind, because the solution is not in the refrigerator. It's in your mind.
Oh my God, if y'all don't write that down, everybody get a pen out.
But that was because of your thought work.
No, that was because your brain created it. Seriously, I love you, but don't give me your credit. There are so many people who could listen to this podcast. People turn me off because I cuss. You decided not to. You were the one that made all that happen. I know I'm funny and engaging and make sense, but everybody gets that opportunity, and some people take it, and you did. So I had to say that, because I'm like,
you changed my life.
No, you changed your life. Tell everybody how much weight you've lost.
I've lost 69. So.
Yes.
Yay. I left a 20-year marriage in December of 2018. And just prior to that, I was in the lowest point of my life. I was the heaviest weight. I was very, very depressed, all the things. So I just didn't believe in myself enough. I found Corinne 6 weeks later, and here I am.
That's so awesome.
And I'll be honest, when I first joined, or I first found the podcast, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my family. I didn't tell anybody. I kept it so secret because I think it was a lot of shame.
Yeah.
But once I finally realized that this is big stuff. Like, this is so much bigger than anything you're ever going to find anywhere. I wanted to share it with everybody.
Whenever we feel shame, that is, like, always going to make us play really small. It's going to make us be, you know, take ourselves out, isolate and stuff. If somebody was sitting around and not feeling worthy, one of the things before people join that I hear most often is, I don't feel like I'm worth this. I've failed so many times, or They just get taught that they're not worth it.
I think at first, this has to be your journey. You have to do it where you are comfortable from the very beginning. Because the moment you feel, well, I don't even want to say that you feel vulnerable, because that's part of the process, but I want you to know that you have to take your journey at your own pace. When everyone joins the group, they are on their own level. They're at their own place. And when you start where you are, which is what the program teaches, start where you are and do little steps up and up. Eventually, you're going to have things to share that you can't even hold it in. You want to share it with everybody.
Weight loss is so your own thing. It is your journey. And the more you focus on that, the better off you're going to be.
If there's anybody who thinks they can't do this, I'm going to say, I am a single mom. I work two jobs. I have a son on the spectrum. I have a daughter in college and a got daughter in high school.
It doesn't take a lot of time.
It's the excuses that we keep telling ourselves that we just don't have time. I don't have time to sit down and do that. That's not true.
Because I have all the time in the world to scroll through Facebook.
If I have time, if I can put the work in, you absolutely can. There's no excuse for this. You have to do it for yourself.
You've been an amazing member.
Well, thank you. Really? You've been an amazing mentor and teacher and friend. I mean, it's just been, it's been the best thing I could have possibly done for myself.
Tell everybody the debunking. How much weight have you lost?
80 pounds.
80 pounds and menopausal to boot.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Go figure. When I came in, I was very depressed, angry, hurt. I'd been very hurt by a few important people in my life. And I was being a very passive participant in my life, just giving in to whatever urge popped in my head for whatever I wanted. I did it. You know, and I had no control over my thoughts and wasn't paying attention. I didn't know to until, you know, I learned from you. And so just, you know, listening to the podcasts, doing the courses, taking advantage of the resources and learning to acknowledge an urge, sit with it, and be an active participant in my life, that I took control back. You know, you reach a certain age and you just gain weight over time and then you just can't lose it. It's too hard. And but when I started your program and just doing the four basics, it started coming off. You know, working with a lot of the ladies that are just doing the free materials and they're like, well, I don't think I'd get any more out of the paid program. And then as a few ladies join, every time you open, they're all like, oh, Kelly's not lying. You would not believe the amount of resources that you get in the paid program. It's mind-blowing. I thought, at 54, how do I make new friends? You know, it's not like elementary school where you have play dates and sleepovers. Right. And I had to reach out. You know, our group joined because we have similar stories and things that we're working on, and so that we can support each other. And you get this intimate relationship with those ladies that you talk to them about things you don't even talk to your family about.
Yeah.
You know, or even your best friends. Because, you know, we're all doing this. They know the program. They know we're all learning the same things. And we're all overcoming and growing in the same ways. There's so many resources. And it's not just weight loss. It's so much of your life. Last year, I did the vision board class at the end of the year, and for the first time, wrote goals for this year. And darn if I haven't accomplished almost all of them.
Here's Miss Debbie.
I've lost 130 pounds.
Make sure they can all hear it.
I've had more than one weight loss surgery. I was part of that community for a really long time, the bariatric community. When they do the surgery, they don't operate on your brain. They just cut you up. And you're left with all of the same thinking that got you there in the first place. I thought that I wasn't capable of doing this. I thought that I wasn't capable of losing weight by myself. Every time I lost 100 pounds, it was because I had surgery. It wasn't because I did anything. It was because I let something be done to me. And I have a friend who said, girl, there's this podcast you need to listen to. As I was on my way gaining up again, everything that you said was what I always needed to hear. From the very first time I listened, I was in. It wasn't until I started doing this that I realized that thinking is where my answer was. And changing my thinking was where my solution was. Coming here and learning this has taught me that I can do this. It's on me. Like this 30 pounds, it wasn't for any other reason than I did something different. The weight loss is the smallest part of what has happened for me with my involvement with Novias.
I've learned how to deal with emotion. I've learned how to deal with being angry and maybe people not liking me so much when I've been angry. How to do that in a way that is productive and not non-productive. I've learned to love myself. I mean, that's really the truth. Nobody else is about changing your thinking so that you can love yourself enough to lose your weight for the last time, to never having to do it again, to learning to love yourself before you lose the weight, so that when you do lose the weight, you're already set. When my family says something to me like, who the fuck are you? Mom, you're so different. My son said it to me the other day. He's like, whatever it is that you're doing with those ladies with the sugar-free Kool-Aid, keep doing it because it's working. That, to me, is better than any tiny pair of jeans in the world. What I saw here was changing my life, finding a community of people that are like-minded and that understand what it's like to need to lose weight, to not be able to lose weight, and to finally be able to do it. To see other women growing and to be part of that.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah, that's the best part. So tell us how much weight you've lost with OBS.
30 pounds. Like others, I was doing Weight Watchers, and there came to a point where I knew what to do. I wasn't doing it. And I literally Googled mental side of weight loss. And because I knew that that's what I was missing. There was a disconnect between knowing what to do and actually doing it. I got my master's 100% online. And this summer, I think it was just the right time. I knew that with COVID, we couldn't travel. We couldn't, the kids didn't have activities. And I was like, you know what? This is the time. I'm going to get a master's in me.
Oh my gosh. I love the way you just said that.
You kept talking about journaling. And I realized at the end of the camp, I didn't have a good hold on my future self.
Okay.
And so I thought, I've got to figure out who this girl is. And you had mentioned when talking with Chris about how you write down things that you love about him. And I thought, that's important. So I created a new page in my planner. Every morning, I write three things that I love about my husband. And once I started really focusing on all the things I love about him, that my perception of our marriage changed.
Yes.
But to him, it was always great. I write the goals I have for my life and our life, that, you know, things like getting out of debt, stuff like that. And then I spend a little time figuring out who Ronica 2025 is.
Oh my gosh.
And what I actually learned through that process is she has healthier habits. But I found out every other thing that I thought I wanted to be, I already was. And I could be. Like, I would write down confident. And then I'm like, why can't I be confident today? I can be confident today. Mm-hmm. And so I started figuring out all of these things that I thought I wanted to be. I am. I just need to work on thought work to get to the weight loss part of it. Yeah. She weighs less than I do.
Well, good. Because I think the thought work is the most important part. And for people who don't understand like what thought work is, mm-hmm. it's literally just how you think about yourself and how you think about the things you're going to do are either going to drive you closer to doing it from a place where you'll want to keep doing it, or it'll drive you away where you're either forcing yourself to do it until you burn out, or it drives you away from even making the choice to begin with.
That was the tipping point. And that's where I hit that momentum where, hey, I'm doing this.